This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We get a quarterback now? It's that simple. 216-474-0092. I mean, there's other folds to this, obviously, with Myles Garrett signing with the Cleveland Browns long term. But are we getting a quarterback now? Number two, or possibly even number one? Are we moving up to number one to get a quarterback? I say yes. I say it's a done deal.
Do you think it's a done deal that they're moving up to one?
Yeah. Oh, no. Pardon. No. Either one or two. I think that they like Shador Sanders and or Cam Ward, and they'll take either one of those, and we'll see where it goes.
So take me into...
There's positives and negatives with either.
You know, it's what I heard some people saying yesterday, that this means they're definitely all in. Now, this show has thought for a long time that was the case. Why do you think yesterday? Do you think Miles...
It just cemented it. Well, it just cemented... Because
here's the question,
though. If you were to trade Miles before the season or before even the draft, you're like, okay, well, anything can happen now. Because you could say, white flag to the season, we'll begin a build. If you are trading Miles Garrett now, if you were trading him, you don't need to take a quarterback. You don't need to do that. You could always say, hey, to hell with it. But I think now it's... He could have, if he wanted to... Because it's an argument, because people say, it's about money. He could have just said it was about money. And it could have been an opportunity going, hey, it might have been about money, but it also could have been a chance to play with one of these other teams that were out there. And there are some people who have some very nasty attitudes towards Myles Garrett this morning. We had a couple callers in, but most of them were pretty positive so far. There's some people who have some pretty nasty attitudes because they didn't like that he went through the media car wash that was at the Super Bowl at Radio Row and said all those things. And it was not that he said nasty things about the Browns even or Browns fans. He didn't say anything nasty about Browns fans or even the Browns, really. It was the courting from the other teams, the openly talking about other teams that rub people the wrong way. Well, now that that's all done, we want to go, it's just about money. But it still could have been about what are you doing to put this thing together and maybe holding them accountable and getting your money.
Because
I don't think that they would, real quick, I'm sorry. I don't think that they would just say, hey, we're doing this a quarterback. All right, trade me. Would they say that to a player? No. Not all that.
I would love to know, Kenny, at this stage, because a lot of people now are like, Miles didn't mean anything. He just wanted the money. It wasn't about money. We have a clip that we played to start the show, you know, straight from the Super Bowl, where he's talking about it's not the money, it's not the money, it's not the money.
This is all about football. It's not about money or attaining another contract. Just want to play meaningful football at the end of the year, be playing it late into January and into February and having that feeling of holding that trophy.
All right, that was from the Zach Gelb show. So I don't know what to believe and what not to believe with Miles now, because obviously we ran with his comments since the Super Bowl. We ran with his comments every day, and we were doing sports talk radio as if we believed a lot of what he was saying. Maybe not everything he was saying, but a lot of what he was saying. So I ask you now, do you still believe that Miles signed this deal with Andrew Berry formulating a plan that Miles signed off on? Or is it all about the money? Was it just the money and Andrew Berry, nothing changed? with any of what he disclosed as much as he could about the future of the Browns?
I think it's probably more the secondary situation. Because I don't think he's going, because when you say that, it makes it sound like they're hand in hand. Like Miles is now going to start sitting in on the meetings about what quarterback they're going to get in free agency here and all
that
stuff.
They did say he'd help recruit, even though the big free agents are all basically off the board already.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but, yeah.
Big free agencies for what, quarterbacks?
Just in general.
Oh, okay.
Because that was in the statement yesterday, right?
Because he can help do that, but at the same time, like when you're talking about quarterbacks, it's like, well, do I really need Myles Garrett to go fly on a plane to go get Daniel Jones of all people?
But I ask you the question, Kenny, only because you said now what I think a lot of people are thinking, which is, oh, they're definitely going to draft a quarterback now. So are you saying that based on this struggle that was, you know, mediated and where we had an outcome
because
yesterday?
Because he might not have liked it. He might not have liked whatever they would or wouldn't tell him. But I think you get to a level of this is the truth of the matter. And I think that everybody had to examine the truth. Now, I don't think that they actually met. I'm not sure. I know that what the report was from Tom Pelissero, but it could have been, listen, I can't trade you. If I trade you, then it's over. I get this year and this year only, and that's it. We can't trade you. It just makes us a worse football team. But you being on this football team makes it a better situation for quarterback A or quarterback B, whoever they take in the draft, and then trying to move on from there. And it's an extension where, all right, can you get to 9 wins this year? All right, we'll see. Probably not, but we'll see. But this is only as of right now. Maybe things will change here after March 10th. The tampering period starts today at noon, quote unquote. I think there's so many things that are left to unfold that I don't think it's very smart to go shooting your mouth off about what's going to happen or what's not going to happen other than, yeah, they're going to take quarterback. And I think that they're locked in. And I think it's more than likely Shador Sanders. I think you should get comfortable with either one. But I'll tell you what, if you move up for Cam Ward, like why wouldn't Tennessee just want Cam Ward? Unless this is just, there's conversations about both these guys, how good they are going to be. If you were going to start to play in the shadows, this is the year you would play in the shadows. Like you wouldn't have done this in the Andrew Luck draft or any of the other drafts and anything like that. Like you could see them doing something like this, especially with a new GM. Maybe the new GM just wants to punt on this season. It's not his problem. He wants to get more picks. He wants to start with the build. He wants to go into the future. They could always do that. The Browns are in a different spot. So I think that's for grabs now. I don't think that they're going any other direction. I think that going up to one is more likely than taking a non-quarterback at number two. And I think that this helps clear that up for everybody because if he's so focused on quarterback, sounding like Miles is, well, then I think you got your answer on this. 216-474-0092. Andre in North Carolina listening on the Free Odyssey app. He's next up on the Fan.
Morning, boys. How we doing?
Doing okay, Andre. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm kind of going back to the Miles thing. Yes, I do think we're taking a quarterback at one or two. But on Miles, one thing I haven't heard talked about is, you know, they kind of went about it as an NBA-type trade, right? Trade me no matter what. But like your point with the $30 million dead cap this year, they couldn't do it. One thing they could have had been talked about in the background is Andrew Berry saying, hey, we're not going to trade you. And once he was convinced of that, he could say, guess what? You have choice A, be the highest non-quarterback in the league, or choice B, you know what? You're going to play out at least 6 games the next 2 seasons, and then guess what? We can franchise you 2 years. So do you want to become public enemy one in Cleveland, or do you want to be the highest played non-quarterback in the NFL?
Well, I don't think he would have been enemy number one, but I get what you're saying. I think a lot of people would have just put it on the Browns, considering the history. But it makes it an easy decision because it's like, well, you could, because if he wanted to, Andre, like he could have done the Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson thing. But if you're telling me I could stay around for an extra $40 million a year and you expect him to play at a high level, well, then that's no decision at all now, is it? You'll get the extra $40 million a year and you'll take a whack at this thing knowing that you're a very, very highly paid player. You and multiple generations of your family are now set for life, even though you already were, you're really set now. And that, hey, we'll see whether or not we can be winners here. And if they have put together a good plan, they'll do it.
And to your point, and negotiate a non-trade clause. So if this comes back up in a year or two, he gets to kind of handpick his next one.
Bingo. I think that non-trade clause, I think that's a bigger deal than what we've made of it. I mentioned it earlier today, Andre, and thank you for the call. I think it's a bigger deal. Because if you have a no-trade clause, like, there were so many people, I wish it was all over and this is all hunky-dory. It would be probably a bigger hit next year. I got to see how the spot track figures out, and we got to get Jack Duffin involved and all the other stuff. But, man, I'm telling you, you can't tell me that, hey, 5 wins is possible this year, and that would put it right back out there on the deck. You ain't going to get 2 first-round picks. Can you get a 1? Okay. And if we go right back down this road, then there are so many of the people are going to dust off the argument of, well, just trade him to any terrible football team we want to. Well, if he has a no-trade clause, that puts power in his hands. And so you ain't just going to trade me to the Jets just because the Jets are crazy and you want to stick it to me. Or Jacksonville or whatever crazy team is out there. So this makes it a little bit more different now. And so that power, I think, does matter a lot to Myles Garrett. Plus $40 million a year. I'm fine with saying it's about the money. I don't begrudge him for it being about money. See, yeah. I wish he would have said it was about money, but I don't think that that's all
it was. So that's the only thing I wonder, if Miles and Clutch, what they were able to extract out of this, out of putting everybody through what they put everybody through, including Miles burning some bridges with fans. What were they willing to endure, and what did they get out of it? And that's the question we'll never know. The Browns are never going to tell us. Nobody's going to tell us, oh, here's what changed materially in the contract negotiations. Here's what changed. The no-trade clause, okay. But you wouldn't have gone through all that just for a no-trade clause, right? You would have done it for way more money. And I guess they waited out the Max Crosby situation, and he ends up getting like $30 million more guaranteed than Crosby.
You want to know how much Liz doesn't care about sports, by the way? So one of my sons is going to wear his number 95 jersey to school today. And she said he wanted to. And I said, well, Miles signed an extension yesterday. And she goes, how long did he sign? That was really nice of him. It's charity. What he did this for.
Here
you go, baby. Super Bowl, Super Browns. Yeah.
I saw two.
Really nice of him.
Two parents with Myles Garrett jerseys yesterday at the playground. And one of them wasn't Al Saunders. Yeah.
Well, you said it. Last time we've been happy as a fan base, November 21st. That's a hell of a long time ago. You were right about that. Let's bring on Aditi. Aditi Kingabwala joins us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Aditi, hello.
Good morning. But I only heard it this second half of Lima's sentence right there. What is so harmful to the locker room?
Because we had to read your tweet. It came out yesterday. It came out on Friday, and I said, "Boy, this is some damning stuff." And I read
some
it on
nice
Friday.
Background.
It was some damning
some
stuff.
Some very nice background.
Yeah, but I mean, there's proud men in the locker room. They could read that, and there's certainly guys who are veterans on that offensive side of that locker room who could read that and not take too kindly to that. Is this a situation that can become undone? Can we go back to the way things used to be?
I mean, clearly the Browns paid him, and they paid him so much money to give him a certain amount of power in a certain amount of role that is expected of him there. So, you know, and it's really funny because I shared that tweet as sort of context, really. And the bigger point to me was that in a game of chicken, Myles Garrett is one of those players that really could sort of let this hang, kind of let this go on. And I'm pretty sure that we shared that in our game when he had told us that. This was before, I believe it was before the Bengals game, not the Chargers game. The first Bengals game. I think that's when he told us it. But I'm pretty sure we said it on air at the time because he was pretty unapologetic about it. And I don't know, you know, clearly it's a frustration that had been brewing at some point, but you know, we can kind of be blithe and say he's going to think whatever you want him to think with a paycheck like that. But I'd like to believe that whatever the conversation was with the Browns, he does actually believe in the vision forward because he made that such a big deal.
Yeah, I think
that's what he's, yeah.
Yeah, Didi, that's what we're curious about because we'll never know. What was the offer, you know, a month ago? Did it change? Was there a no trade clause in there? You know, what was the point of Miles going through all of this? And so I'll just ask you, I know it's really just an opinion because it's going to be impossible for us to truly know, but what do you think changed? What made Miles go through this with the fans and the team over the last month?
I mean, that would only be speculation.
Sure.
I don't know. And I would never want to sit here and say, I would never want to call someone insincere and say that this is just a negotiating ploy or this was just an attempt to get what he wants. I mean, this is something that Miles has been talking about sort of since the end of the season. And, you know, we're seeing this. We're seeing this season, you know, we saw this in the division also with Joe Burrow. I'll say that. Joe Burrow has kind of put his team on notice that you better make sure to sign the people that we need here. And I don't think that he's saying that as some sort of insincere tactic or negotiating ploy. I think that a player who is truly invested in how the team does, who feels that he is one of the team's best players, is going to use his voice if possible. Now, for me to say whether I agree or disagree with how Miles's camp handled all of this, I mean, that's a personal thing. And it's funny how the court of public opinion, you know, like last week, I can't remember who put it out first. I know Mary Kay Cabot had confirmed it, that Miles had allegedly requested a meeting with Jimmy Haslam and that Jimmy Haslam had said, you know, I'm going to let Andrew Berry handle this. It's funny. I read that, guys, as a positive thing. I thought, here's an owner who's saying, I'm not going to interfere. I'm going to have my general manager's back and I'm going to let the general manager do his job. But I can't tell you how many people frame that as a completely negative thing. So much of this is sort of how are you framing it and what narrative are you choosing to believe?
Aditi King of Balla joining us here in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Highlight. You know, Aditi, that's kind of what I was wondering because I'm going, if it was just about the money, why didn't he come out and say it was about the money? And Everybody would have been fine. And then I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. It could have very well have been about both. I don't think that these are all black and white issues where he wanted more money. Well, the Browns are just willing to throw money at him. But I think he was kind of thinking, well, if I can get traded there in a situation where anybody could see it, they could raise a white flag on the season and go ahead and play for the future and get ready to rebuild, and that he would be a major cog, and that he's the only one, I think he knows his worth, he's the only one that they could get a first-round pick or multiple first-round picks for in a trade scenario and be fine with.
Two.
Yeah, and then be fine with.
I'm cutting you off, but
I talked
to several personnel people who said Myles Garrett would have been worth two first-rounders plus a day-two pick.
So I think that he would know that. And my guess was, all right, either I'm going to get a lot of money or I'm going to get some.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sent to a contender because I think he has to look at it and go, I'm the only player that's worth eating that tremendous dead salary cap hit because you would get so much back in return. You would restart your franchise.
Yeah, I don't. But again, I mean, we'll have to wait and see what he says. And I'm sure, you know, the Cleveland media is really good. They will ask him, what changed your mind? What did you hear that makes you feel good about the quarterback position? What did you hear that makes you believe in this team contending for a Super Bowl? I'm sure they'll ask him. I'd love to hear what he says about that. But, I mean, look, this is like when Deshaun Watson got that huge guaranteed deal. And, you know, I was told that he felt that the pieces in Cleveland were so much better than any of the three teams. And this is what he really liked. And he appreciated the football conversation with Kevin Stefanski. And there was all of that. But at the end of the day, yeah, that was a really, really, really nice paycheck right there. So the thing with Myles Garrett, though, is the one thing I would say, Myles is going to get that paycheck. You know, you saw what Max Crosby got. So even if Myles had gone elsewhere, I'm pretty sure he would have, his camp would have been able to negotiate a bank-breaking deal, a deal that made him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the league. That's just the player that he is. So maybe this is naive of me, maybe this is idealistic, but I want to believe that he was sort of brought back into the fold for more than just the money. But I don't know, you guys could laugh at me. You could tell me that that seems ridiculous.
Well, Aditi is with us right now on the hotline. I don't think it's ridiculous. What I am struggling with here, as someone who's excited that we finally got some good Browns news for the first time in 4 months, we had something to call a win, even though it's in March and it's free agency, and the Browns are actually not a better football team today than they were yesterday. They just, you know, gave out more money. So there are fans who've hit us up that have said they can't trust him. They now think it's all about the money, when before he's saying it's all about winning. You know, what should we say to people like that who had their feelings hurt over this?
I mean, that's the nature. Gosh, I remember, you know, I'll use T.J. Watt as an example. When T.J. Watt did his hold-in several years ago, when he's up for a new deal, he was at training camp every single day. He did all the individual drills. He just didn't do any of the team stuff. And the vitriol from Steelers fans and the number of people who said he's a player, he should just take what he gets, and why should the Steelers change? The reason that there was a hold in there, by the way, was that the Steelers would never guarantee money beyond the first year. And TJ was not good with that. And the number of fans who said, well, the Steelers have been doing business a certain way, he's just got to get on board with that. And I remember I was very vocal on the other side of that, saying that this is ridiculous. Just because you've done business one way doesn't mean that you continue doing business that way. And then they finally did sign TJ Watt. And week one, they were up in Buffalo, and TJ had a monstrous game and kind of sealed the game at the end of the game, forcing, I believe, a fumble. Anyway, he had a monster game, and the fans loved him, and that was the end of it. And the fans have loved him since. You know, it's like you play well and you win, and fans get over all of those things. They really do. I don't think anyone's going to sit here and hold any of this against Myles Garrett. And also, Myles Garrett is just, He's a different guy. You know, he's always had, it's funny, my producer who was with me when Myles Garrett was first drafted and we were there in Cleveland called me yesterday and he said, from the very beginning, this was a guy that talked about books and he talked about this. And I said, yeah, you know, he's just, there are other things that fuel him, but I hope, you know, and he said this to our crew then, which I included in that tweet, that he said that this is his purpose until it's not. I hope that this money continues to cement that this is indeed his purpose, And perhaps that makes the way that he views his responsibility to the team a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Aditi, I got to ask you this, it's non-Browns related, but Adam Schefter reporting today. Steelers continue to talk to Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, but Aaron Rodgers has emerged as a quarterback option in Pittsburgh, per his league sources. Rodgers and the Steelers are expected to talk and explore a union. The idea of Rodgers playing for Mike Tomlin is in play. Aaron Rodgers, if he ends up with the Steelers, your thoughts?
It would be because they destroyed things with Justin Fields. Justin Fields is the guy that at the end of the season, the majority of the staff and the people in that building, he was their target. Mm-hmm. However, Justin Fields has a little bit of mistrust, or there was a bit of a sting that when Fields started last year, he did everything that was prescribed of him by his coaches. He never tried to step out of that and do anything flashier. He had success through the first six games. Obviously, Mike Tomlin made the decision to switch to Russell Wilson because he had promised Russell Wilson the starting job. But late in the season, as the offense started to unravel, and there was strong sentiment from assistant coaches and players to go back to Justin Fields, Mike Tomlin wouldn't do it. So Justin Fields learned a lot all season. I know that he was very comfortable with the offense. He grew a lot. The offensive staff really does believe in him. But this could be another situation like last year with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, where the quarterback feels that the head coach reneged on sort of what was said or what the best options are for the team. And so Justin Fields is exploring the market out there, as he should. And should he go elsewhere and try something else, it would be a statement that, once again, the Steelers, who have mismanaged the quarterback situation since the end of Ben Roethlisberger's career, are again doing so. And if Aaron Rodgers is here, great. You know, like, I personally like Aaron Rodgers, but he's not going to help the leadership situation Mm-mm. in the Steelers locker room. He's not at the stage of his career to be the mentor. He expects everybody to show up and be professional. And I cannot imagine. I just don't see Aaron Rodgers and George Pickens coexisting the way that George Pickens has behaved since he's been.
He expects everybody to show up except when he wants to go to Egypt at the beginning of training camp. Come on, you know I had to throw that in there. Aditi, we thank you so much for the time. We love you. Take care. We'll talk to you again very soon.
All right. Have fun.
Yes, ma'am. Aditi Kikabwala on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from CBS Sports.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what are we doing?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, we have a battle royale taking place in the Lima household on
good
daylight saving time. And I want to know.
I love how everything becomes an argument over there.
I want to know.
Daylight savings time. Time to battle it out.
I want to know whether or not this is taking place in other households. Because obviously the gig that I have, I'm gone. I'm here. My wife is at home. She can't stand what happened over the weekend, not only because of the kids, having to get them on the schedule and having that hour not just crush the rest of the week. And it looks like we pulled it off. Mm-hmm. It was good. We did a phase-in, multifaceted system, Kenny, to get to where we are today, which is in a good place.
We're called the Lima method, yeah.
The Lima method. But I'm sitting here going, give me my nights back. Give me daylight until 9:45 at night, which is what you get in the middle of summer.
So are we on? I need to know from the people. is here standard time?
Well, I think you can just get that from Google.
Standard time. Are we back on standard time?
Oh, I'm always confused. I thought we were on daylight saving.
I don't know what we are on. But, because I made a comment. I'll tell you this. I made a comment like a couple years ago. And I was like, just use this and let's move on. And I didn't realize I was causing an internet controversy to the point where a 501c3 called Save Standard Time got in my mentions about it. But they are, folks, they are a non-profit, non-governmental organization looking at them right now.
So it'll be safe.
Oh, they're 501c4. I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's an extra one.
Look at what you've done. They were in my mentions about it. So I don't. Which one's the one
we that's... We are in daylight saving time currently. It runs from Sunday, March 9th, 2025 to Sunday, November 2nd, 2025.
So coming up in November, when we fall back, that should just be it. That's the one?
I feel like we've done this for 3 or 4 years in a row now.
I know, man, but it's getting worse and worse.
Well,
and
politicians are talking about it more and more.
Well, I think it's because I'm getting older, and I used to not care about daylight savings time. And now I woke up yesterday, and it was like the Undertaker getting off the mat. It was so bad. And like the only way I was able to get going was just from the excitement and exuberance or adrenaline of just not going on any sleep. You know, it was just bad the whole way through. And I kept being thrown off because I'm going, man, my day is just shot. It should be 9:45. It's 10:45. Like, I got to get going even with more stuff. This is bad.
Yeah, I think it hit everybody.
I hated it.
But here's the negative. My wife wants to get her runs in. She's getting ready for Boston Marathon.
Well, everything's got to work out for Sarah Ono.
That's why she's complaining, because she wants the sunlight immediately. And she was getting it. She was finally getting it. And then they took it away for her for the next, you know, however long. What are we? Is it a minute a morning?
Veruca Salt. I want my sunlight now.
Yeah. So she's mad about it, because now we're right back in the heart of winter, even though it's going to be getting nicer out. You can't. Our schedule there's no way.
So she will be happier.
Take the bathtub with you.
Believe me, every discussion we've had is about when she's going to get the runs in, getting ready for Boston. So she feels like she's falling behind.
When is this marathon?
Easter Sunday. No, the day after.
Can't
Easter.
Come soon enough. Good God almighty.
Our whole schedule.
It affects me none.
Our whole schedule revolves around this right now.
I just decided to be a pain about it. So we are in daylight savings right now. Then, okay, let's fall back and let's call it a day. And like, and just call it a life. I know it was done on crops back in the day. I know that much. I know very little of this. But I'm exhausted. I can't do this. I can't keep doing this. I'm going to have to keep doing this.
But
I don't want to.
What I love is somebody used to golf at night, used to work at a golf course. Like, I loved just having that day. Really, it made me think it was okay to drink longer.
Oh, okay.
Because you just get so much daylight. And when it's nice out, patio season, Adirondack season, Kenny in Bay Village. I mean, come on.
I don't have my keys on me. Or there's other seasons that people associate with Adirondack chairs.
Yeah.
If somebody could shake some keys into a microphone there, Chagrin Falls, Ohio. I see you. I recognize you.
Yeah. Hudson. Yeah, I think you get a lot of Adirondacks in Hudson.
Oh, a lot of Adirondacks in Hudson.
Yeah.
They've been big on the internet here recently.
And the price of pineapples has not changed anybody's habits yet, believe it or not.
You always pay for something like that. Wouldn't you have late? I always heard you'd have late sunsets anyway.
Well, we get them in Cleveland. Time. I mean, in Cleveland, it's very different, you know, depending on where you are. Like New York City, because they're Eastern time zone also, but they're, you know, how many hours away?
Yeah.
You know, their sun is setting a lot earlier than ours. We are getting so much daylight at the end of the night.
In the summer. Yeah, we're getting 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, around my birthday, June 13th, I would always look at like, it's almost 10 o'clock. The sun is still going down. It's 10 o'clock.
I got to point this out real quick, because we have some Withers audio to play from when he was hosted with you on February 28th. However, majority of the people say that we should end daylight savings time, except for one person, E. Sable. Twitter reaction is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Says, a majority of people are sleeping in the early morning. Can you imagine missing out on July warm evening dusk walks at around 9:15? Because some people want it to be light at 4:25 a.m. Keep daylight savings time.
I kind of agree. It is nice in the summer. I go coach a ball game, right? It ends around 8:15, and I've still got about an hour and a half to have a little good time.
Catching a sunset like that?
Yeah, man, in my neighbor's pool, man, it's like 9 o'clock. You start to see the dusk. Beer start going down better.
They're like, how much sleep am I going to get tonight?
I need it.
Yeah, who cares? Like, it's nice out.
Hungover's hungover. What are you going
to do? Get up in the morning. Something to look forward to.
Tom Withers spoke to you about this and about Miles. And I want you guys to understand this. Like, I'm glad Miles is here. The leadership thing, though, he's got to be careful with this conversation, Miles does. Because I've accused him of being a Hall of Famer. And honestly, I think he's a good guy. Okay? I know Steelers fans don't agree. I do think he's a good guy. I can't accuse him of being a leader, and Tom Withers said that as much 2 weeks ago.
I think the Browns have treated him well, and he has played at an unbelievable level the last 4 years. We also had that car accident a couple years ago, a bit of a self-inflicted wound. The Browns stood by him during the Mason Rudolph situation and the suspension. We've also heard whispers out of Berea that he may not be the leader that he espouses to be, right? He may not be exactly that guy. I've been told by some players in that locker room that there's times when Myles Garrett brings up his voice in the locker room and nobody really pays too much attention to it because he's kind of playing his own little game as well. He's a bit of a diva. Don't get me wrong. I like Myles a lot. I have a lot of respect for Miles as a person, as a player. I think he's done some great things for this community.
When you choose that role, you have to live that role. You can't just jump in and jump out. Not with those guys. You know, a locker room is an incredible place where you can lie to me. You can lie to members of your own family. But those guys have seen it all. They've heard it all. They've lived it. You can't lie to the guys. You can lie to coaches. You can lie to the owner. You can't lie to guys in that locker room. And you either is or you ain't, in the words of my old high school football coach. And if he's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer. I don't think he is and people hear not a leader, so they automatically think cancer. No. We've seen cancers in the locker room before. I don't think he's a cancer, but I do think when the chips are down and things aren't going well, and then all of a sudden he raises his voice, I do think it tends to fall flat. And these are the things that if he doesn't, let's be honest here, and I'm glad he's here, but if he doesn't perform, these are the first things that are going to get brought up.
And I'd love to know, absolutely, and I'd love to know if Andrew Berry, during this final discussion or the last chance, maybe he called Miles to congratulate him on the deal. If the expectations for Miles have changed in any way, are there any new expectations to the stuff that you just said, leadership? He's been, you know, he's battled through injuries. He's made it to the end of seasons, but what do you think Andrew Berry, during that congratulatory note, if there was one, which I'm assuming there was, what do you think was asked of him?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.